Go ahead and get everything started, guys.
You are?
All right, yeah. We're going to go ahead and
call the meeting to order.
We're going to call it to order and pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Public comment. I'm going to say there's no public comment for today. Approval of the meeting minutes for August 27th, 2025. For possible action.
I looked at them before and they looked pretty much the same thing right now. I'll move to approve.
Perfect.
Approve.
Okay, so everybody approves. All right, and then we have the approval of the agenda for tonight for October 1st, 2025.
And I'll move to approve that.
Aye.
Approve.
Aye. All right.
I'm feeling kind of cooperative.
I know. Thanks for all the help, Evan. All right, next is informational items. So we'll receive our report from Las Vegas Valley Water District.
Hello, everyone.
Everyone. The board.
Jordan Bunker with the Water District. Quick update for you this evening. The wells were read last week on the 23rd. The north well came in 15.3 feet below land surface, with the south well coming in at 15.04 feet below land surface. So that's down about, I don't know, a third of a foot from where it was last month. And just over 4 feet down from where it was this time last year. That being said, we did receive about a half inch of rainfall in September, which is better than nothing.
Yes.
Better than what we've been getting. But the water system itself remains in stable condition. There haven't been any major leaks or breaks over the past month, so everything's running as it should. And then just to follow up on the discussion that we had last month, I know our legal counsel reached out and sent correspondence to the attorney that was representing a handful of the properties that were undeveloped but that do have meters, granting them the ability to go ahead and...
So essentially they have a will serve then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, exactly. As long as they understand and commit to the fact that they can't oversize, et cetera, et cetera. So
okay.
They have the ability to do that.
So, okay.
So all the ones that were moratoriumized are
right
all
now
allowed to put in?
Not all. Just the lots that already have water services, water meters in place, which is about 7 lots.
Mm-hmm.
So the moratorium remains in place.
Right.
But there were about 7 lots out of...
Vacant lots. That,
yeah, 7 vacant lots that still had meters that would have been there since.
So I don't understand. I guess I'm at a loss. I don't understand what... I thought that if you already had the metering, you were allowed to use it even if you hadn't developed to it yet. But
right, and that's what's been clarified.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just been clarified.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. The way it was explained when the moratorium was put in place back in 2020 wasn't quite clear enough.
I see.
So we've clarified that, and so those particular properties may now develop. They need to go through the normal process to do so.
And they can't upsize their meter to build
if
they needed to. So the fire suppression systems have been kind of, I think, an issue for some people because the meter size is too small.
Are
but
they larger properties or are they all smaller properties?
And they vary in all sizes.
Yeah.
All
okay.
7 of them are all probably different lots.
Do they all have the same size meter?
I don't believe
it. I don't. Think so,
gotcha.
But I can't say
for sure. Boy, that was really a roulette game for those people, huh? You know, what,
yeah.
You know, for those who don't have meters, I guess.
Yeah, there's quite a few people who don't. There's quite a few lots that don't have meters too. So, and therefore the moratorium won't allow them.
Are they allowed to truck water in?
Yes.
Yeah.
We discussed that, and yes.
So they could essentially build like a holding tank for their own personal water system.
Yeah, I'm sure they'd have to get some sort of special waivers and approvals. But.
Yeah. Okay. That's good to know, I suppose. All All right, I don't have any more questions
for
you.
Any questions for anybody else? All right, thanks for your time.
It's a hard room tonight. All right, next is to receive a report from Metro, who is not...
I thought they were going to be here.
It's okay. I'd rather them come when we have more people here that have actual questions. So next is BLM.
Nope.
A report from them. They will not be attending tonight. BLM law enforcement, negative. Kay, it's your turn from the library.
Okay. Hi, I'm Kay Ortiz Horner, and I manage the Blue Diamond Library here. We have some lovely events coming up in October, as our calendars are available in the foyer. We are doing Teentober is a initiative that is put on by the American Library Association, and every October we celebrate teens, hence Teentober. And what do teens love? October.
Mm-hmm.
So we are doing a teen bingo for every Tuesday afternoon starting next week for 7/14/21. And then we are doing a special Teentober mystery and scavenger hunt for about 45 minutes, in which you can get some swanky gift cards.
Oh, cool.
And we will have the Mob Museum here on September 25th at 11 a.m. to do forensic scans and all about the development of the fingerprint. So,
okay.
Yes, it is. I know, we were really excited. Also, this is our third spooktacular Halloween library party, and who knows what I'm going to dress up for that this year. Nobody could figure out that what I was, oh no, I was a clown last year, sorry. That's what it was, I was a clown. So we'll have...
This year, go as a librarian.
I know, I would totally trip them up. It would.
Am I dressed up as?
Evan, brilliant. So we're going to have refreshment snacks, light snacks, refreshments, and so we're talking about putting some games outside. We'll have crafting here. We'll go down to the elementary school. And this is open to teens and adults, understanding your credit score. Credit Union One will be here and talking about credit score. So if you or anybody you know wants a refresher or what does this credit score mean, here's the place to be.
It's a great idea.
Cool.
Yeah.
And that is all that I have.
Does
anybody have any questions for me?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I'm getting off the soapbox.
Thank you. Thank you for all these fun events.
Yeah.
All right, and that's a report from Clark County Administrative Services.
So it's me. So I don't know if you all saw that they moved the Red Rock sign.
Yes,
it was
huge.
It weighed about double what they thought it would, so they had to bring in like an extra big crane. But they moved that into the place it's going to be, and then they needed to move it first because it's going to be set at the same level as the parking lot so that it's fully accessible.
Okay.
And so they needed to set that and then pave the parking lot. So the parking lot should be open this month,
okay.
I think. That's the plan. And so even if nothing else happened with the Legacy Trail, everything is already safer.
Yeah.
With the sign moved, the deceleration lanes, it's already making improvements.
Yes,
so super exciting. They're ahead of schedule. The contractors are amazing,
good.
Absolutely amazing.
Who is the contractor?
It's called Welcon. They're
okay.
out of Arizona, and then the subcontractor is Las Vegas Paving, and then for the intersection project, the contractor is Tanned, and I don't know who their paving company is, but we meet monthly because the two projects are happening at the same place
right.
at the same time,
yeah.
And this has been such an amazing group of people working together, coordinating the feds, locals, and everybody. It's really awesome.
Yeah, that's
so
good to hear.
I know it's really good. I've had a few complaints about Sky Vista being closed, mostly just people just irritated.
Yeah,
you know, but nothing major. And most of them, when I explain, hey, this intersection has been so dangerous, it's going to be so much safer, most of them are like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So
if you drive by as much as I do, I'm sure everybody's almost been hit there by someone pulling out.
Right.
Or vice
versa. Well, there was a fatality there.
Yeah.
So
and you've got the bikers and the kids.
Then there's the crazy people who do a U-turn on the bridge.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They
don't realize they're going into the canyon and flip around
by
the detention basin.
Waiting,
yeah.
You know, I know they're struggling really hard to push on that gas pedal and
stuff,
you know. But
well, and just having the sign moved, too. That, up on that crest of that
yep.
hill.
So do we know what the sign
weighs
by any chance?
I want to say 60,000 pounds, but I could be wrong.
That's
but I'll,
a,
I'll find
a,
out. But it was
rock.
Double what they thought.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, it definitely was not taken into account on the bid.
I know, they're like everywhere.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm at my
kids',
game right now.
And so that's that. The traffic, everything's moving along. We are getting started to put the call out for artists because there's going to be a sculpture in the parking lot to celebrate cycling and kind of memorialize the people that have lost their lives. So everything's moving along. It's happening.
Do they have an end date of like a possible completion of construction for that phase one?
It was supposed to be May,
okay.
But they are ahead of schedule.
Okay, I get asked that question a lot, and I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, they're a couple
like
months
May.
Ahead of schedule.
Okay.
It's absolutely amazing. So
yeah, it looks like they're making some progress for sure.
So I don't know if you guys had heard about the septic debacle.
I did. I have.
So it is as bad as everyone says.
Yes, I know.
So fortunately, I was gonna run through everything with you guys tonight and tell you all about the problems. But I think the health district has heard the complaints.
Yeah.
I don't know how they couldn't.
I was gonna say I think the entire Moapa Valley rallied on that one. So
well, let me tell you,
yeah.
They came out to Sandy Valley, and I knew nothing about it.
Yeah.
And it was a shit show.
Yeah.
Pun absolutely intended.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah.
And it was bad. And the more I read it, the worse it is.
Yeah.
It's really bad. I don't know if they didn't have anyone outside of their circle when they were writing the regulations.
Yeah. Like
I don't even think
they're
using the right words.
Like, how could you even impose this on your
residents? They talk about conveyance in here.
Yeah.
And I think they mean when a map is recorded.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure. But they say conveyance, which is not what that means.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to, I've spent over a week immersed in septics.
Oh, I can imagine.
So I am.
Immersed in septics.
I know. And
it's a crappy job, Megan.
I know.
Is that like the Southern expression about I'll be dipped in shit?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I can't even anymore. And it would have affected me personally. So,
all right.
So they had the meeting was supposed to be on the 23rd. They have postponed it indefinitely.
On the 23rd of this month.
It was supposed to be.
Okay.
Yeah. Some people are jumping the gun and say it's already been postponed. Tomorrow, the official decision will be made. So I'm not putting it out anywhere yet that it's completely postponed. But they're saying maybe February.
Okay.
So they're going to have to make some serious changes. So. It wouldn't have had an effect on Blue Diamond, but it would have affected
you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you've ever lived, I mean, this is the first house I've had on sewer in a really long time. And when I was reading through that, I was like, wow.
So anyway, so that's good news. That's good news we're not moving forward with this nightmare. So,
sounds like something's coming, but yeah, to charge people for a system they maintain is insane.
Yeah, for me to get a permit for a system I already have.
And have to renew it every 5 years. Yeah, that if you have an issue with it, they would laugh at you.
I could talk to you for hours about the insanity.
I was just like, wow.
Especially when there's no possibility to hook up to sewer. You're going to penalize us for not hooking up to sewer when there's no sewer.
Right, it's like then increase your system and get us all tapped in. Yeah.
Well, in Sandy Valley, there is no option.
I mean, you're never going to have it out there.
Right.
Or even like, I mean, I guess Calico, you could get it out there.
Maybe.
But yeah, but still. I mean, they'd have to run a main line out to you.
Yeah.
We'd have to run out a line, what, through through the desert?
National Conservation Area,
yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. And then depending on, well, and then for everybody down there, I mean, they'd have to bring
it
to 6-inch main. Like, you can't.
I believe the way the law works, like, I'll always be more than 200 feet from any kind of utility
mm-hmm.
like that. So you can't, actually, I would never have to put anything like that in.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's that.
Well, that's good to hear that they have kind of withdrawn or at least reconsidering what
yes.
they threw out there.
Quite the thing. So that's all I got.
Ooh. There's some consultants.
Awesome.
Can you thank you for updating the website?
Mm-hmm.
Could you put Greg as a vice chair?
Oh yeah, I need to ask him to do that. Yeah,
yeah.
I forgot.
And
yeah.
then the other thing is we only have one commissioner, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's two of them listed for the.
You know
year.
What? It used
still,
to be
at this point.
You know what? Technically, there is some very little
okay.
chunk
yes. okay.
that is District C.
Okay, so it is.
And it's like in the mountains up over here. I mean, I would have bet money that it was all District F, but there's one little weird chunk. Because I even wrote to GIS. I said, you need to update your maps. No, there's one little chunk.
Okay, so that's
so no one lives there. It's BLM land, but yeah. So yeah, weird.
See what you learn.
Now will we go back to Metro?
Yeah, I would say we should go back to Metro because he's here. anybody have any questions for Megan before we move on? And we will hop back to a report from Metro regarding activity in the area.
Hi, everybody. I'm Officer Isbell. I was asked to come to this meeting, and I am here.
Lucky you.
Thank you.
And I'm glad to be here because I really loved working out here. However, I belong to the resident section. And we no longer patrol out here. But they asked me to be here, and so I took any excuse I could to come back and say
no.
hello.
No,
so
we
I'm
appreciate
here.
It.
I'll be honest, I don't have a pulse on what's going on in this area. I miss it. So you can ask as many questions as you want. I apologize if I don't have the answers
yeah.
for them, but I am willing to do whatever you need me to do.
When you say this area, you mean Blue Diamond?
Correct.
Blue Diamond.
Correct.
So,
but Calico Basin, you're still...
Nope. That's summer.
So I'll explain our boundaries. Before, we used to cover all of the 159 corridor.
Right.
That belonged to the state land resident section. That was taken away from us. So we still cover the 160 going up to Mountain Springs, all the way to the Knight County border, Sandy Valley, everything south of that. So where our area stops is coming in onto the 159. So half of the 159... belongs to the Enterprise Area Command, so any calls that come out, the Enterprise Area in Blue Diamond or Bonnie Springs, that area over here, the Enterprise Area Command will send a unit out here. It's no longer us. The other half of the 159, so Red Rock, Calico Basin, the Summerlin Area Command gets dispatched to those. So we no longer, so my section no longer patrols this area.
Hmm.
And I miss it.
So
what about 160?
So they do
the entire 160?
Yeah.
So our section picks it up about Avery.
Okay.
Avery going to Perrault.
Yeah.
So
you're so
we're still
Enterprise.
We're still
so
Enterprise.
We now
yeah.
have
yeah.
three
yeah.
different.
Okay.
So
three different
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Monitoring.
So here's the thing.
Wow.
I last month there was a lot of discussion about car break-ins and
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Right.
And I thought we were going to have people here to talk about it.
Yeah.
So I asked Metro.
Yeah.
I asked Enterprise. And they sent the resident section that doesn't cover the area anymore. So I'm sorry. I tried.
Okay.
I'm sorry to you. But I know he was glad to come because
yeah.
I saw him last night.
I have my personal opinions, but those really don't matter much. I will go and I will do whatever is asked of me as a police officer. So if they tell me to go enforce the law somewhere, I'm going to go do it.
Was
so,
the decision to divide this up based on complaints from the community, or was this...
I don't know. I don't... Do you know? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't
I,
know.
I know
okay.
I got an email one day that said borders are
changing.
On
yeah.
the
state. And it was like the next day.
I
mean, it was really
yeah,
quick.
I mean, it seems hard for us to ever get an accurate Metro update when we would need literally representation of three different
right.
areas.
So
to do that.
I would encourage you, if you know any... people up in Metro
okay.
or anything, I, being living in a rural community, love that they still cover my community.
Yeah.
Right. Even if it takes them longer to get there, they know my community.
Yeah.
I know them. I think it's a disservice to you guys.
I think it is, too.
That you're no longer covered by the resident section because rural living's a little different.
Well,
but,
and I don't think we get any patrol out here at all anymore.
Because I would say before, we would push a black and white through your neighborhoods at least once a shift.
Yeah, no, we
and then
if
any
calls
came out,
yeah. So
and we definitely don't get that now.
So who covers you in Sandy Valley?
They do.
The resident section.
The people
yeah.
who used to cover all of us.
And so you're saying the response is a little slower, like when seconds count, the police are only half an hour, 45 minutes away.
Listen, those are some of the choices we make when we live in rural areas.
Believe me, I
but I can tell Izzy the name of my neighbor, and he knows exactly who I'm talking about.
Right.
You know?
No,
I mean,
I'm totally with you.
And
yeah, that was not implied as a criticism. It was an observation.
I'll say this, though. And the kind of policing we do in our section, it's different than normal policing, which is why I jumped at the opportunity, because it's a different kind of policing, which I enjoy. I enjoy the rules of policing, because we know all the stakeholders, and we get to rub shoulders with them. We also have to take into consideration our tactics. Now, in town, when there's something tactical that needs to happen, we have the benefit of a lot of town resources, air unit, K-9, 50 other cops that come back us up. It's different in the rules. So let's say something drastic did happen, God forbid, in Blue Diamond or Calico Basin. We would call on those resources to get there before us if it's a matter of life, death, or somebody's safety. Now, if it's like, hey, I think my house was broken into, we're going to respond. We're going to take our report and whatnot. So we take all those things into consideration.
Is 911 auto-routed everywhere appropriately, or you have to know what you want?
Yep, it'll go to our dispatch, and they know which sections have which responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. And when an emergency happens, we had a very weird situation in Sandy Valley a couple months ago with a... I don't know if he was on drugs or, you know what I'm talking about.
He
had a gun in my friend's yard, and they were barricaded in their house, and he was going to shoot himself or shoot them. I don't know. And let me tell you, the response was amazing. I swear to God, every officer in Las Vegas was in Sandy Valley that day. So just because they're far away doesn't mean they aren't responding to take care of them. So.
I wasn't implying anything other than the fact that you're far away, but not.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I miss the scenery.
Yeah.
We would all miss it too if we didn't.
So anyway, that's probably more editorializing than I should be doing, but I know what they meant to you guys too. So
yeah.
Just it stinks.
Well,
so,
maybe it's worse.
So he can't answer the questions about the car break-ins because
their car break-ins are illegal though.
Noted. Well, thank you for coming all the way out to say hello. We do miss you. All right. Well, that will wrap up our informational items. Next is planning and zoning, which we don't have anything. Next would be general business, which we also do not have anything.
Actually, I think Bob covered the general business, which was for Megan to
update.
Yep, I got it.
I'm the one that got your name on this agenda.
Right. Good, thank you.
Perfect. And now we would open comments to the general public. It's a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the council's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on any matter not listed on our agenda. And if there's anyone that has anything at this time, it's your time.
You have an
nothing?
Update, Danny?
Okay.
Any update?
Oh, we've just been, steady chipping away. You know, Megan's been a great hope. And, we're applying for some grants, and we started doing the Startup NV, which is a nonprofit out here. They had Startup Week, so we met so many beautiful connections there with UNLV and UNR. And some of the people we met there connected us with some people with some grants to, start getting some monies, to start doing some things. So just, taking the time, step by step, day by day. So planting trees, we're planting trees and cleaning up and, just slowly letting it unfold the way that it wants to unfold.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Good.
All right, if there's nothing else, our next meeting will be October 29th, 2025, and this meeting is adjourned.
All right.